Over time, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and two times the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
The hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment bus.
What kind of screwed up parallel universe do we have to be living in for the men of the internet to call actress Sydney Sweeney mid?
Oh, dude, those comments were rank.
They were terrible. Terrible, man. And they didn't even understand why.
This is so frustrating. So if you have no idea what I'm talking about, Sydney Sweeney recently had some photos of her outside of her house go like kind of viral. She's wearing a bikini. She looks like she's having like a casual like Saturday, probably laying out by the pool in her million-dollar mansion. And there were a couple of guys, but I'll call out one dude in particular that commented on her body. So this guy named Claudio Nuclear, at Claudio Nuclear on X, formerly known as Twitter, he posted a photo of her and said, "All women are catfishes. The question is, to what degree?" Basically saying Sydney Sweeney doesn't look like her photos, or Sydney Sweeney wears so much makeup that she looks different in photos than she does in her actual real life. And the incels of the internet went wild and jumped on board and said, "You're right. She's actually like pretty ugly. Like all women are actually so ugly without makeup, blah, 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 blah." And the women were like, "Oh my God, she's like one of the hottest people ever. If you think she's mid, what are we?"
Yeah, we've been talking for a good amount of time over the last couple of days about social media comments and how they really do hurt when you intend them to hurt. And I can only imagine her going through one after the other after the other. Now, keep in mind, this is not like a picture she wanted paparazzi to take. She didn't specifically go to any place, so the paparazzi was going to be there taking pictures. It looks like she's either at her house or resort, and it clearly is taken by a paparazzi through trees or far enough away where she thought she was in a private setting. She has her bathing suit on, and even so, she still looks great.
She looks amazing.
She looks great.
So you saw what she did. She took all those comments and she screen captured them and made them into a video, and she posted them calling everybody out.
Good for her.
As she should have.
I heard someone say the other day that no one takes the time out their day to stop and hate on somebody that they think they're doing better than.
Ooh. Right. That's the truth.
So that's all that is just hate.
So what they didn't realize is that she is training right now for a movie where she's playing a female boxer. So she has to put weight on and she has to get her ass buff. Before you get there, though, there's like this period, right? So that she doesn't look like she normally does, but this is for a part. And they didn't understand that. And it didn't even matter that they didn't understand that. The comments were so malicious.
The comments were vile. And it when I saw those, because I knew what she was training for, she's going to be playing American boxer Christy Martin in a biopic. I saw it and I'm like, well, here's a woman doing really good at her job and here's the entire world just saying, oh, okay, well, it's not good enough unless you look how we want you to look, which is how you typically look, which is, you know, size 0-2, conventionally thin or whatever. And just because she's put on some muscle for a part that she has to do and is probably getting paid big bucks for, the incels of the internet decided to tear her down, so.
Now, there are going to be some that go, this is what you signed up for. You know what you're going to get when you signed up to be a movie star? You.
It is not what she signed
up
for.
No, it's not.
She signed up to play American boxer Christy Martin in a movie. So good for you, Sydney. Keep it going. And I'm sorry that men hate you for no reason. All right, Google's top trending 2024 searches are out. I will be periodically going through the list because there are so many people that we need to discuss whether or not they actually really should have been the top spot or not, or why we think they should have been the number one Googled person throughout the year. We already talked about some of the most popular songs that we had to Google yesterday, like the top song that was Googled Googled in 2024 was Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar. But there's this category that Google put out called Hum to Search, where people are like, oh, I know that song, but like, I don't really, like, I know the lyrics, but I don't know the name of it. I've heard it on TikTok. So they'll have to like hum to search. So basically the songs that people wouldn't recognize from an artist, or maybe if it's a new song that's out, they haven't heard it frequently, people are doing that feature. So in the fifth place spot, it's Too Sweet by Hozier.
I think I'll take my
probably doing that because for a while Hozier kind of was like under the radar. Like he had a couple of big songs a while back and then sort of just like disappeared into like indie music land. And then all of a sudden TikTok makes this song go massive. And now people are like, who sings this? This is amazing. Turns out a tall, sexy Irishman. In the fourth place spot, it's a song called Past Lives.
Oops, on social media.
What?
Did this song blow up on social media?
I've actually never heard the song before.
Really?
Never heard it. Yeah.
Maybe it would. Yeah, I know.
Might feel like one of those songs that people use in reels or TikToks.
I love that artists are getting break now through social media.
Me too.
Radio has become, it used to be the only way that you could get a song that could make money for you. And nowadays it's just like, the songs are being broken on social media before they're being broken on the radio. And I think that's great.
Mm-hmm. In third place, it's a song called Wellerman.
Soon may the Wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum.
Googling that.
It's
so random.
I totally forgot about that era when people were doing those types of songs.
I love that song. The Wellerman song.
What's it from?
It's just a sea shanty. So the Wellerman is a ship that would bring other ships like tea, rum, and restock them while they're out at sea.
But there was a sea shanty moment on social media for like a hot second. It was so random.
I forgot about that. Okay, in second place, it's Axel F by Crazy Frog.
How did this thing come back?
It's interesting.
And I will reveal what the top hum to search trending song was for 2024 coming up on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
Mo just got thrown under the bus by a relative, and now he's got to make it up to all the other relatives. Next on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Overtime, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and two times the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save